USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
We're getting word this hour of an explosion outside a hospital in Liverpool. Reports are that the passenger of a taxi has died and a driver was injured. Reports are the vehicle pulled up to the hospital shortly before the explosion occurred on Sunday. Counterterrorism police saying three men in their 20s have been arrested under the Terrorism Act. This is a developing story. Again, three men arrested, terrorism suspected, and a blast outside a women's hospital in Liverpool. Tens of thousands of emails were sent warning of a possible cyber attack and an apparent hack of the FBI's external email system. Emails purportedly coming from the FBI or Department of Homeland Security with an FBI.gov email account associated with it. FBI saying that those are fake emails. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
A poll on midterm elections published today by ABC News and the Washington Post is the largest lead for Republicans since 1981. Poll found that if midterm elections were held now, 51% of all registered voters said they would vote Republican in their congressional districts, as opposed to 41% who say they would go with a Democrat. In a hypothetical head-to-head matchup in Iowa, former President Trump leading President Biden by 11 points, according to a new poll conducted by Selzer & Company, as well as the Des Moines Register and Mediacom. 51% of likely Iowa voters say they would support Trump in the 2024 election versus 40% saying they would back Biden. Gas prices declining ahead of the Thanksgiving weekend. National average down a penny from last week to $3.41. That's about $1.30 higher than last year. In college football, Oklahoma's upset loss at the hands of Baylor drops them back 8 spots in the AP Top 25. Alabama and Cincinnati flipping spots 2 and 3. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A Virginia police officer is dead after being shot while responding to a welfare check on his 29th birthday. The suspect accused of shooting Officer Michael Chandler was arrested after an extensive manhunt that ended about 40 miles away. Officer Chandler found unconscious in a ditch by a sheriff's deputy. He was flown to the hospital and died hours later. SpaceX just pulling off a big week.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage.
That from the official SpaceX stream as a Falcon 9 rocket carried 53 more Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral. It's the 31st Starlink mission, the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity with those little satellites. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Earlier in the week, Crew 2 returning from the International Space Station after a 6-month journey, and just 2 nights later, Crew 3 blasted back to space. Early matchups in the NFL include the Patriots hosting the Browns, the Falcons visiting the Cowboys, and the Titans hosting the Saints. This afternoon, the Chargers host the Vikings, and the Cardinals and Panthers meet in Arizona. On Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. The Monday night matchup is the 49ers and Rams in San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.